Ooh, we gotta push play.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy! Hello, hello, welcome, welcome, one and all. It is a new year. It is January 2nd, 2023. That is right. Big shout out to everyone in comm. Thank you for being here, hanging out in the new year. Quentin and Ratsu, Stug, howdy, howdy. Welcome, welcome. Lots of fun. Lots of news today. There's a lot of death and destruction. So it's going to be a little heavy, but it's all right. If you can't handle it the whole time, or if you just want to come back later, or you're listening in the past or the future, you can check out the TXO link, tangoxray0.org/1i6. A lot of numbers today. tangoxray0.org/1india6. And these are all lowercase. That will be available there if you want to check it out. But we're going to get started the way we pretty much always start. And that, my friends, is with... Oh, no! I don't have it loaded up in this... on this computer. World news. World news. Alright. Well, brace yourself. Here comes the bodies. The death toll from an explosion of a tanker truck on Christmas Eve near eastern Johannesburg has risen to 34, including 10 healthcare workers at a nearby hospital. The truck was carrying gas when it got stuck under a low-lying bridge in the town of Boxburg, sparking flames. As firefighters tried to extinguish them, the tanker exploded, according to emergency officials. A firebomb from the explosion substantially damaged Tombow Memorial Hospital, located about 100 meters away. Several health workers were in the hospital's parking lot, some about to leave after their shifts, and others trying to move their cars away from the fire. In addition to the loss of life, the hospital's emergency unit and x-ray department were badly damaged. Other fatalities were residents who had gathered to see the burning truck. At least 321 injured people were taken to the hospital, though some were later transferred to other hospitals. Hey, X1. Welcome, welcome. I don't know what the levels are doing on the output here, so I hope it doesn't blow your eardrums. Several houses and vehicles were also damaged by the explosion. So just an incredible, devastating explosion. A bomb going off there. Oops, sorry. I had to clear my throat. I don't know what it is. I think it's cedar. The cedar trees are starting to throw their pollen in the air. And so I'm getting clogged up. Anyway, yeah, curiosity's bad. A lot of people got hurt there. This death toll's much higher than that giant container ship, or there's a big boat in South Africa that also recently blew up. So, a lot of explosions in the transport of gas and other petroleum products. Really sad. Considering transport, in Australia, there were two helicopters that collided. Four people have died after a mid-air collision between two helicopters near SeaWorld on Australia's Gold Coast. Queensland police say initial investigations suggest the crash happened as one aircraft was taking off and the other was landing. Those who died were traveling in the same helicopter. Three other passengers are in critical condition. Five of the six people on the other aircraft, which made an emergency landing, suffered minor injuries. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said the country had been left shocked by the terrible and tragic incident. My thoughts are with all those affected, including first responders, and my deepest sympathies are with those who are grieving, he said. The two aircraft came down near a tourist strip known as Main Beach, about 75 kilometers south of Brisbane. Thanks, Quentin. Excellent. Yeah, I'm in Central Texas, or in Texas in general. Our winter has been very strange this year, and so the animals and plants aren't really doing what they're supposed to. I'm expecting mosquitoes any day now, and hopefully we get another cold front, because I'm running the air conditioner today, and it's January, which doesn't bode well for the rest of the year. Hey, Anon4FE6, welcome, thanks for joining. All right, so what other death and destruction is there? Well, at least two people are dead in Palestine. Killed by who, you might ask? Oh, well, the Israeli army has killed two Palestinian men during a raid on a village near the city of Jenin. Mohammed Samir Hoshaya, 22, and Fahd Mohammed Abed, 25, were shot dead on Monday in Kerf Dan, northwest of Jenin, the Palestinian Ministry of Health has said. At least three others were injured during the raid, including one in critical condition. Confrontations and armed clashes broke out with Israeli forces late on Sunday night after they raided Kfar Dan to demolish the homes of two Palestinians killed in a shootout at an Israeli military checkpoint in Jenin that led to the killing of an Israeli soldier. So, flowering Calabrese. Calabrese salad. Anyway, sorry. Okay. Hey, Tobe! Tobe's coming up. Oh, yeah, I'm taking too long.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
I found that guy. All right. If the Palestinians do anything to Israel, Israel goes into Palestine and bulldozes their house or gives it away. And then if anybody retaliates against that, they come back and bulldoze their houses. It's beautiful. In Russia, at least 63 troops are dead. Russia has said that 63 of its troops were killed during a Ukrainian New Year's Eve attack on a makeshift barracks in the partly occupied Donetsk region. The ministry said in a statement on Monday that Ukraine's military had launched 6 projectiles at the provisional base in the eastern city of Makivka, using the HIMARS guided rocket system supplied by the U.S. Two of the missiles were shot down by Russian air defenses, but 4 struck the building. The ministry's statement came after the Strategic Communications Department of Ukraine's armed forces said late on Sunday that 400 Russian troops were killed in the attack and another 300 were wounded. So, as with all the news coming out of here, the Ukraine and Russia aren't too worried about giving you accurate numbers. They just want you to support them. So it's very, very hard to find any unbiased news. Oh, X1's letting me know something. Calabrese is a kebab, sometimes called broccoli. Broccoli's another type of cabbage or cauliflower. Welcome, EPG. 3-letter club checking in. Welcome, welcome. There's more death. I'm sorry. I know we're over 100 people dead already, but there's still more. Ugandan police said on Monday they'd arrested one of the organizers of a New Year's Eve party where 10 revelers were crushed. He's well known for organizing major events in Kampala. His party was in the popular Freedom City shopping mall in the city of Namusuba suburb. Police initially said 5 people died at the scene and 4 others died of their injuries. The victims were among a crowd that packed into a small passageway to watch the fireworks display outside. According to a police spokesman, the public found themselves in this bottleneck because the organizers of the evening had closed 4 other exit points. Investigators are trying to find out if the tragedy was caused by their negligence. "We've arrested the promoter," he said, adding, "We're actively looking for other organizers and promoters of the event." The public had only 1 entry and exit point. As a result, several victims found themselves trapped. So, very tragic there. Still more. Germany has vowed to crack down on people responsible for violence around the weekend's New Year's celebration, in which dozens of police, paramedics, and firefighters were injured. The government, and of course the Chancellor as well, condemns these, at times massive attacks in the strongest possible terms. a spokeswoman for Chancellor Olaf Scholz said on Monday at the regular government news conference in Berlin. The state will not tolerate that people who are celebrating peacefully and personnel who are doing their duty are attacked this way, she said. In Berlin alone, around 1,300 extra police were deployed and more than 100 people were detained for arson offenses, violations of explosive regulations, breach of the peace, and assault of law enforcement officers. 18 policemen were injured in the capital, one seriously, and 15 firefighters and paramedics required treatment. Attacking police officers, paramedics, firefighters must be punished to the full extent of the law, according to the law. According to the people who make the laws, Interior Minister Nancy Faeser said in a tweet, "The people who protect us all must be able to fully trust that the rule of law will also protect them." Of course, if you're not new to the show, or if you're new to the show, you know that I think that police, any police, are class traitors and should quit and stop being police. Another sad thing, this time in the U.S., a worker dies after being ingested into an engine at an airport in Alabama. You've seen it in movies, you may have had nightmares about it, but it's true. A U.S. ground crew worker has died after being ingested into the engine of an aircraft while they worked a shift at an airport in Montgomery, Alabama, United States. The National Transportation Safety Board said in a statement to Insider that the tragic accident happened while an American Airlines Embraer 170 was parked at the gate with at least one engine on. A preliminary report is expected in 2 to 3 weeks. The accident occurred on Saturday around 3 p.m. The so far unnamed worker was employed by Piedmont Airlines, a subsidiary of the American Airlines Group. We're saddened to hear about the tragic loss of a team member of the AA/Piedmont Airlines. Our thoughts and prayers are with the family during this difficult time, said Wade Davis, the airport's executive director. So that is a little bit of nightmare fuel for you. And, well, one more death story, and then we'll play a song because, man, this is getting heavy.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
Yeah. No executive, no judiciary, no legislative, but do not touch my news. yum, 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 yum. Unless Missouri Governor Mike Parson grants clemency, Amber McLaughlin will become the first openly transgender woman executed in the U.S. She's scheduled to die by injection Tuesday for killing a former girlfriend in 2003. McLaughlin's attorney, Larry Kopp, said there are no court appeals pending. The clemency request focuses on issues including McLaughlin's traumatic childhood and mental health issues, which the jury never heard in her trial. A foster parent rubbed feces in her face when she was a toddler, and her adoptive father used a stun gun on her. It says she suffers from depression and attempted suicide multiple times. There's no known case of an openly transgender inmate being executed in the U.S. before, and we talked about a bunch. Last year, they found that over 35% of all attempts to kill people by the state failed because they're using lethal injection instead of guns or gas or anything else that might be seen as violent. I don't know. The capital punishment's a very strange thing. People are crazy. Anyway, all of this was kind of sad, and it put me in a blues mood. So this is a song called Moonshiner from an artist named Uncle Tupelo. Tupelo is a town in Mississippi, if you didn't know.
For 17 long years, and I spent all my money on whiskey and beer, and I go to some hollow of my still, if whiskey don't kill me, I don't know what will. Go to some bar room to drink my friends, where the women they can follow to see what I spend. God bless them. Pretty women, I wish that they was mine, with breath as sweet as the dew on the vine. Let me drink when I'm dry. $2 when I'm hard up. Religion when I die. The whole world is a bottle. When the bottle gets empty, Lord, it sure ain't worth a damn.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
Whoops there. That got a little noisy. Sorry about that. But you are listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF. That was Uncle Tupelo and Moonshiner off of 89/93. An anthology. So that's an anthology from that artist, played for you off of Spotify. And you're listening to Anon Radio, like we just said. It's powered by SDF, and SDF is powered by you. So thank you so much for being here and hanging out. Stick around in just about 10 minutes. We've got the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. It will be a show. Tobe not feeling too confident, but hey, if we get on the air, that's a good day. And a little insight, because there are a lot of safety measures in place for airplanes and jet engines, especially because they could suck birds into them all the time. So sucking a human in is not impossible to imagine. But looks like there are a lot of regulations. Doug had a little chime in here, let us know. Airports that frequently use turboprops, which are, they have the propeller on them, as opposed to turbojets, normally explain why the procedure may not always be followed. So that may have been the confusion or the trouble that got their risk or got them mixed up. Also, that song mentioned ain't nothing but a dram. And a dram is just a name for a small drink of whiskey or other spirits. And it is got a lot of debate and a lot of information about it. Usually it's 1/8 of a fluid ounce. Hardly enough whiskey to get the sides of your glass wet. So that's what's going on there. That's the official science-y definition there for you. All right, so let's go ahead and get started back on with some news. Here we go. X1 has a nice explanation. A turboprop is a turbojet with an outside propeller. Okay, so you all know that I love maps, and I think maps and charts are the bee's knees. I really enjoy them. So this next story, we're going to go ahead and throw a map out here for you. Vietnam. Rescuers battle to save a boy, 10, stuck in a concrete pile. Hundreds of rescue workers in Vietnam have been desperately trying to free a 10-year-old boy 2 days after he fell into an open shaft of a concrete pile at a construction site on New Year's Eve. If you want to see where Dong Thap is, where this child is trapped, you can go to sdf.org/LHR. That's Lima/Hotel Romeo. So sdf.org/Lima/Hotel Romeo, all lowercase. And Ratsu lets us know a wee dram can vary hugely depending on who's pouring. Bees 3, live 1, with 6 men of AT to play. Hold on, bees. I don't know who the bees, live, or AT is, but I believe this is a football news bulletin brought to you by Tope. Anyway, this young boy, Thai Lai Hao Nam, was heard crying for help shortly after he fell into the pile on Saturday morning. But rescuers received no response from him on Monday as they lowered down a camera to try to locate his position in the 35-meter-long support pillar. The accident occurred at a bridge construction site in Mekong Delta when the boy was searching with his friends for scrap iron. I cannot understand how he fell into the hollow concrete pile, which has a diameter of 25 centimeters, or about 10 inches, and was driven 35 meters into the ground. Li Hong Bao, director of Dong Thap Province's Department of Transport, told Toi Tree News, a local newspaper. Efforts to lift the pile with cranes and excavators have so far failed, and rescuers were unable to determine the boy's position. We are trying our best. We cannot tell the boy's condition yet, a rescuer told the AFP news agency. Rescuers have pumped oxygen into the support post and have softened the soil around it, but the pile has tilted slightly, complicating extraction efforts. On Monday, Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh asked federal rescue workers to join local authorities to save the boy. So we'll see what's going on there. Hey, EPG, chiming in. Quentin, yep. Dram is interesting. I might drink some whiskey today just because we were talking about it. In Senegal, Senegal MPs jailed for kicking pregnant colleague. Two opposition MPs in Senegal have been given six-month jail sentences for kicking a pregnant colleague in the stomach during a budget debate. The male lawmakers attacked Amy Ndiaye after she criticized an opposition religious figure. The judge also ordered Mamadou Niang and Masada Sam to pay Ms. Ndiaye 5 million CFA francs. CFA francs, very interesting and sad history there. But anyway, we'll talk about that later one day. The incident was widely condemned and sparked a debate about women's rights. In a video widely shared online, Mr. Samb is seen walking towards Ms. Ndiaye and slapping her during a routine budget debate on December 1st. She then retaliates by throwing a chair, but at the same time gets kicked in her belly by another male colleague. A melee then breaks out as other MPs try to calm the situation. The political party that the opponents are on, their leader is also a religious leader, so that's kind of where the hot emotions come from. Stug, what a rational action to respond with. So we've got more news. Let me give you two science-y stories because we're on our last 5 minutes. And then the other stories are more political, less death and destruction. So first, Canadian refurbishment project hits milestones. This is about nuclear energy. Dry dam day. Dang. Bruce Power and its partners have completed the bulk of the construction phase of the major component replacement outage at Bruce Unit 6 and are in transitioning to activities to bring the unit back online in the fourth quarter of 2023. Meanwhile, Ontario Power Generation, OPG, is preparing to start work on its third reactor refurbishment and is on track to complete all four by 2026. Unit 6 is the first of six Bruce reactors to undergo MCR as part of the company's Life Extension Program, a long-term investment program to update all eight Bruce reactors and secure the site's operation until 2064. The MCR of Unit 6, which includes the replacement of key reactor components such as steam generators, pressure tubes, calandria tubes, and feeder tubes, began in January 2020. Units 1 and 2 have already been refurbished. Hey, Scafficionado, welcome. Bruce Power and its partners have completed the bulk of the construction phase of Unit 6 MCR outage and will transition to return to service activities in 2023 to bring the unit back online by the fourth quarter. So, this will be very exciting to get more nuclear power back online. And I watched Moonfall yesterday, so I'm not really sure how this feels like a parody. But I promise you, this is from a real news site called independent.co.uk. The head of NASA has warned that China may attempt to claim territory on the moon if it beats the U.S. to setting up permanent bases on the lunar surface. The United States famously, the U.S. and the rest of the world famously, rejected Chinese involvement in the International Space Station, and after they rejected them, China went ahead and built their own space program and built their own space station and sent their own stuff to the moon. So they tried to work with the U.S. and the EU, but we don't trust them, apparently. Anyway, Bill Nelson, who took over the U.S. Space Agency in 2021, said the U.S. is in a new space race with China and that geopolitical tensions between the two countries could extend to the moon. It's a fact. We're in a space race, Mr. Nelson told Politico. And it's true that we better watch out that they don't go to a place on the moon under the guise of scientific research, and it's not beyond the realm of possibility that they say, keep out, we're here, this is our territory. Former International Space Station Commander Terry Virts also voiced his concern, citing potential mischief on the part of China. Comments follow a recent report from the U.S. Department of Defense detailing the current state of China's space program. Then Xi Jinping and China has said, Beijing's goal is to become a broad-based, fully capable space power. Its rapidly going space program, second only to the United States in the number of operational satellites, is a source of national pride and part of Xi Jinping's China dream to establish a powerful and prosperous China. So, we'll see. I guess we'll find out soon who was being honest, I guess. For the first time, bees have beaten Liverpool since 1938. Bees win. Call your friends. Let your mom know. The bees have won. Congratulations to Tobe and all the bee fans out there. We've got just a couple seconds, so let me run through the remaining headlines here with you. Dubai has scrapped 30% alcohol tax and license fee in an attempt to boost tourism after they were so horrible to all the visitors to their country. California has had a 5.4 earthquake as state battles life-threatening floods, so bad time to be in California. Pope Benedict the 16th, anyway, the old pope who'd retired, he has died, so there's a lot of people mourning him. A lot of people mourning Pele in Brazil. Members of the European Parliament could lose immunity in the corruption probe for the FIFA scandal going on. And there's outrage as Republicans prepare to swear in a fantasist, New York politician George Santos, who keeps lying about what's on his resume. I think that's it. I don't know where the exit music is, so I'll just play it.